WACOP.
WHCOP and 9KOP, you're staticky, you dropped it one or two times there. You got another power level, maybe?
No, that's full power right there on Alinco 605.
Okay, we could pass traffic, I got no problem with that. You just drop out every once in a while.
Roger that. Thanks, Jim, appreciate it. WHCOP.
9KOP, Clay.
This is KE9ARV, Kilo Echo Niner, Alpha Romeo Victor, monitoring.
NADMH. NADMH, KCAVSU. NADMH. NADMH, KCAVSU. Your round break? Nothing heard. KC8VSU.
Hey, what did you monitor?
KATT team met in 4 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OxcomNet. This is KATTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday. NBC, the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet, using the 14.86 repeater in Tri-Rate. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. It will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency the repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, NADMH.
NAWK.
Man, that was double heaven there. Mike, KDWH.
KB8SCJ.
Joe, NACN.
Alright, I think we had a record for the number of doubles. I've got Drake, NADMH, I've got Ward, NAWK, I've got NAJSQ, I've got Kevin, KE8SBW, I've got Bob, KB8SBJ, I've got Joe, NHCN. If I didn't call you, you're probably one of the doubles. Please just try again.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf, Yankee.
This is Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu. Man, I'm going to have to get more power so I can beat these guys up when they double.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Doc Dave is in there too, Glenn.
All right, everybody must be inside, staying warm. Additionally, I have Kevin, correction, KF8AGY. I've got TE8SBZ. I've got, let's see here, I've got to read my notes. Mike, TD8REH. I've got Dave from Via Ward, KAWPE. Anybody else?
This is 7-0 Echo 8-0 Bravo with TD.
I've got TE8SBW. Anybody else? All right, let's go to the top list with Drake. NADMH, Drake, give me your location and messages or information you want to pass.
NADMH, Drake, Elmwood Township, Leelanau County, next to Timberly Hill, and I have no traffic.
Ward, NAWK, your location, any messages to pass?
NAWK, I'm here at the Bryant Park, no traffic. That's Cleveland.
I've got NAJSQ. Give me your name and if you have your location, any messages to pass.
Thanks, Glenn. Brad, NAJSQ. No traffic. I'm on the east side of Grand, east side of Traverse City.
I think I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. I think I got him in here next. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass.
This is KF8AGY over here on Southwest Spider Lake. No traffic and no emergency messages to pass. Back to net.
Let's go to Bob, KB8FDJ. Bob, your location, messages to pass.
This is KB8FDJ, located in Nesson City, Benton County. No traffic.
Let's go to Joe, NACN, your location, any messages to pass.
Hey Glenn, it's Joe, NACN, I'm on emergency bar tonight. I don't have any traffic, but I'm at Arlo and South Airport in beautiful downtown Traverse City. Have a good night.
Tony, KB8Z, Tony, your location, any messages to pass.
Tony, KB8Z, West Lake, near the old Boy Scout camp.
Mike, KE8REH. Mike, your location and any messages to pass.
Good evening, Glenn. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley. No traffic. Back.
Dave, KAWPE. Dave, your location and any messages to pass.
This is Dave, KAWPE, on the west side of Silver Lake. No messages and no emergency traffic, and tonight I'm on emergency power.
Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass.
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin. I'm just coming around the north side of North Lake. Found no traffic. KE8SBW.
Anybody I've missed, please check in.
Kilo, my box, truly whiskey.
Last station, you had some dropouts. Can you sign in again, please?
Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey.
And can I get a name with that? KE8FJV, your name, please.
Oh, KE8FJW here. Name is Brad. I'm located up here in Sault Ste. Marie.
Brad, did I skip you? I'm very sorry. I know you checked in early. I am very sorry about that. Sometimes I can't read my own handwriting. Anybody else I've missed? Well, we're going to do a little bit of Google traffic, always to stay paired. Again, we're using our Android version of FL Digi. And this message, you know, I know with the FCC you're not supposed to use words, but this is a four-letter word coming our way, begins with an S. So if you have your tablet ready, stand by. This one is seconds, and it deals with our upcoming weather. This is KHTC. Digital traffic is as follows.
This is KQTC. End of message. If you receive a stitch, please check in.
Drake, can you make me down?
This is Kevin Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee, full copy.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Yankee, full copy.
Well, I didn't get it at AWK.
CM, full copy.
Holy moly, we got a bunch in there. Ward, you're going to have to attend the remedial class on FL Digi. We need to get you going there. Excellent job, everybody. Yeah, winter is coming. Who knew? I want to thank everybody for participating last weekend in Grand Traverse County, did the emergency test, and we represented the county as best we could, and I thought we did a great job. All right, everybody, thank you for checking in, keeping your equipment active, and keep practicing. Someday we really might need this. All right, thanks, everybody. This is KQG. I'm going to bring the net over to Chairland Amateur Radio Club. Take it away, Chairland Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, and welcome to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The MeshNet and useless repeater is authorized by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local active ham community, to make announcements of local amateur radio interest, and to have some fun. I will now pause for restriction access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Hearing no priority traffic, we'll move on to check-ins. To check-in, please say your call sign and your name. We will start with short-time check-ins. Short-time check-ins, please call now.
Nelson, short-time.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, short time.
Whiskey Decorate, Whiskey and the Evictus, Tom Cadillac, short time.
KSCZ, short time.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Kilo Tango Fox, Glenn in Austin, short time.
John, N4DOU, short time. All right, got quite a few in there. N8WK, W8NWO, K8REH, WB8WIV, K8SGZ, WB4KTF, and I think you were really quiet. I think it was N4DOU. Did I get that right?
Yes, QSL, N4DOU, John, Julian Oscar Hotel, November.
All righty, thank you, sir. And short time or mobile.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie with E, short time.
Alrighty, and we got Brad T at JW. Anybody else mobile or time?
November 8, Zulu, Zulu, Foxtrot.
Alright, and N8ZZF. Alright, we got you short time. We're going to the top of the list with a short time check-ins. N8WK, Ward, go ahead.
Yeah, good day, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on the net. Thanks for taking the net. And, boy, my radio may be jumping out here, but, I think I have a problem. Back to you, Net Control, NAWK.
Good to hear you, Ward, and I think I saw your vehicle at Thrillby on Friday. I tried to find you, but I couldn't find you. Nelson, W8NWO, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Drake and the group. Just sitting by the radio here and wanted to check in. Apologize for being a short time, but we're trying to get the house cleaned up and get my son ready for bed. So it's always a chore this time of night. That's why I'm not too active on the radio this time of night, but did want to jump in and say hi. So 73, W8NWO.
Well, thanks, Nelson, for stopping by. It's always good to have you. Much KDRH, go ahead. Stand by, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Rick, for taking the net. Mike, Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Nothing new, just having some dinner, decided to make some Motown hot dogs, so just sitting here watching TV and relaxing, maybe a little programming here in a minute, but other than that, not too much else, and we'll pass it back to you.
Well, good stuff. I myself, lots of chicken nuggets soaked in ranch. and that seems to keep me pretty content. Tom, WB8WIV, go ahead, stand by. Glenn number one.
Okay, Greg, and thanks for taking the next tonight, WB8WIV. So we had a good day for work today. Planning on doing a breakfast cams tomorrow in Traverse City. Carol and I are coming up. Everything works right. It'll depend a lot on the weather, if the roads are clear and all of that kind of stuff. It was down to 32 this morning here in Cadillac. Anyway, we picked up, somebody dropped off a couple of kittens. They look to be about 5 weeks old. I have some feral cats that I feed, so somebody must have known that I had food. We set them on top of our trash can, which I thought was cool, but they were there, and so we're going to take them in. I'll take them to the vet tomorrow and see what's going on with it. Anyway, that's it. Good night. Maybe I'll see some of you guys tomorrow at the breakfast of pants. 7-3. Go ahead there, Drake. Pick her up. WBAWIV. I'll be
had a cat for a really long time, but I wouldn't be opposed to it, but it's my house, so I don't have that decision, or that choice anyway, at the moment. But you're good to hear you in here, and have fun at breakfast. I will not be able to be there, because I work full-time. I don't know why I made that decision. The paycheck is great. The amount of free time I have is not great. But that's fine. Glenn number one, KSGZ, go ahead. Stand by, Glenn number two.
Good evening, everybody. I just ordered another lithium iron battery. I'm going to use in the van. But could be used for ham radio. Right now at 3.8 kilowatt hours. So might be something useful for field day. We'll see. That's it for me. Just had a very long day. And be looking forward to the weekend, all right? That's it for me. Cash TV.
We'll have to see how that battery worked out for you. And, Glenn, I will be getting with you at some point this week to pick up those radios from you with them for this weekend. So you'll hear from me at some point. Glenn, number two, WB4KTF, how are things all the way down in Austin, Texas?
This is Glenn, number two. WB4KTF in hot Austin, Texas, where it's been near between 92 and 100 for the last week and a half. It's actually 2 weeks since we got here. We're doing okay. Just hoping to be safe. It's going to cool down in a few days, meaning it'll get into the 80s instead of the 90s. Working TX, my new QMX Plus arrived from the QRP Labs. I need to hook it up and learn how to use it. It's a QRP rig that works 6 meters to 160 meters CW and FP8. And nice little package, so going to have fun playing with that. Other than that, I miss you guys. Miss you all at breakfast. Hope to see you next June again. Back to Net Control. This is WB4KTF in hot Austin, Texas.
Very good, Glenn. And I would have to say about half that temperature up here. it's been pretty chilly, but nowhere near what it's going to be this winter. I guess I'll enjoy the 45 degrees while I can until it gets more cold. So there you go. 43 degrees right now, I think. 48. I was sort of close. So thanks for having you here, and hopefully we'll hear you next week. N4DOU, John, go ahead, stand by, Brad.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. This is N4DOU, John, and I'm having a good day today. I'm going to get some rain tomorrow. Enjoy the net. Very much. And hopefully I can make it to breakfast tomorrow. It's going to be shot anyway. Because we're not doing much around here. Just playing a little radio today. That's all I have for this evening, and
All right, John, very good. You were pretty hard to copy. I mean, I got 100% of it, but I don't know if everybody else got 100% copy. I mean, you're pretty quiet, and there's a little bit of crackle on your signal there, but you were copyable to me. I'm not quite sure to everybody else, so just keep that in mind there. Maybe you can make some adjustments. There was also a little bit of a 60 hertz hum, almost kind of like you were using a portable sitting in a base charger. So some things to keep in mind there for the next time when you check in. Brad, KE8FJW, go ahead, stand by Pat, N8ZZF.
N8DMH, KE8FJW, good evening, Drake, and to the rest of the group down there in Cherry, Trevor City. Hey, it was a beautiful day here, sunshine. I don't know about any mixed trip in our forecast, that's for sure. I mean, the last time I looked, I was just a few minutes ago. We got all sunshine, so that's good. It's definitely been a beautiful fall, and very low rain so far for this month anyway. So, something different. Mm-hmm. But anywho, not much else to report, so we'll catch you all later. 73KE8FGW.
Very good there, Brad, and always good to hear. Pat, N8ZZF in Houghton Lake, go ahead.
Well, good evening, everybody. Yeah, this is Pat up here in Houghton Lake. Matt, that was a very cold day here today, and I know it's going to kind of continue and maybe get a little warmer by the mid-week here, but hopefully so. Today was, the banks and everything was closed, and that, because it's Columbus Day, and it's also Thanksgiving Day in Canada, and Indigenous Peoples Day as well. And that's a celebration there of everything. So anyways, not much to report up here. It's been very quiet and that, and so I'll give it back to Net Control and just wave hi to everybody out there. This is Pat, N8CZF in Houghton Lake.
Yeah, very good, Pat, and thanks for checking in with us. Any other short-time or portable mobile stations before we move on? Okay, if not, any stations on Echolink or All-Star, please call now. This is W8TCM, Net Control.
November 8 Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
Gotcha. Anybody else on All-Star or Echolink?
I'm on All-Star, and I'm not short time. I'm here for the long haul, N8CN.
Well, the long haul. All right, Joe, I gotcha. Anybody else? Echolink or All-Star? All righty, hearing none. We'll move on to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
All right, I've got 8AGY and NHGXQ. Anybody else, anywhere?
Kilo 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Kilo, Pete.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu, Charlie.
KE8ZOY. KE8YZR Scott.
All right, well, we added KWQK, KE8SBZ, KE8ZOY, and KE8YZR. Anybody else?
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Kevin.
There's an awful lot of KE8 calls in here. Anybody else anywhere? All right, we'll go up to N80X. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, hello, everyone, and good evening, Drake. It's afternoon here. We're 4 hours behind, but this is Jeff in Seward, Alaska. It's 42 degrees, so I think we're kind of on the same line here of weather. We had a sunny day. The termination dust on the mountains is halfway down, so probably a few hundred feet above the tree line, which means we'll probably get our snow coming right after Halloween. And that we did Wise of Anchorage last week, had snowfall. And I have mom up visiting from Traverse City till this weekend, and she's heading back. And that's been nice to have her visit. And we had emergency activation. We lost power from high winds through the mountains. Our transmission lines to Seward for commercial down. And it takes a little while to get onto the local generator plant in town. So during the outage, we were running that, and the repeater backup power systems worked great. And that, I'm glad we did some maintenance on them last month, and that, and checked everything over in the cans and the SWR in the system, and it was all good. So both repeaters worked well, and that, and also we had HF net going 980 meters up to Anchorage and around, and so it was everything worked very well. So it's practice and make sure that you are ready to go, especially with winter coming. And I think other than that, we're working on our battery cart project. We got some giant 6-volt batteries that we're putting in series to make 12-volt systems that we can wheel out on those gorilla carts and move them around. And that's about what's going on here. Everything's good. Hope it is with you. And we'll send back to net control at ADX.
You know, but I've always wondered how big of a spark I could make with those 6-volt battery systems, because there's a lot of current there at your disposal, and that could make, you can make a pretty effective welder with that. Joe, NHCN, do you have any comments on making welders? I figured maybe not. I don't know.
I'm making welders. I don't know if any of my input on that topic should be broadcast. Liability concerns, you see. So, anyway, I don't have much for that. I was just going to say hello to everyone and sit here and listen to that and do bedtime with the kiddos. So, that's all. NHCN.
Very good, Joe. Maybe we'll figure that out at some point. KF8AGY, go ahead, stand by N8JXQ.
This is KF8AGY over here in Spider Lake. I'm not going to steal Doc Dave's thunder. I know he's got to tell us about that happened last weekend. We got an outing, but I'm not going to expand on it. And in order to solve my own 2-meter handheld antenna problems over the past week, I came up with the tunable window-mounted dipole, which can resonate anywhere from just a little over 100 megahertz all the way up to about just under 500 megahertz. So I've got it currently adjusted for 2 meters. It's in the window with a nice clear shot to the repeater, and so I'm hoping the audio signal and the radio signal are doing just fine. Anyway, that's about all I have for today. I'll see you guys at breakfast tomorrow. This is KF8AGY, back to net.
KF8AGY, WATCM, net control returning. Yeah, we're full quieting into the repeater. No problems there with the signal. That was pretty great. So good to hear that you got that working. That's pretty sweet. NHJXQ, go ahead, stand by, Pete.
Good evening, Drake and the group. Hey, I just was having a little flashback when we had a short conversation there about battery welding. I remember back in the day, the old T. Whitney automotive catalog had like a welding kit that you could run off a 12-volt car battery. I always assumed that it was never going to do any heavy-duty welding. It might even run down the battery in your automobile, but just a thought there. The news at my station is I got my base station operational for 2 meters and 440, and I had it in storage for the last 2 years, and I'm finally getting it back on the air. But it's a Yaesu FTM 7250D, and so I haven't had it operational on Fusion yet. You'll probably hear me making some mistakes on Fusion the next few days. So back to you, Drake. This is N8JXQ.
I actually have one of those little radios. They're a pretty nice little unit. They're really fast, and I'm a huge fan of that. The internal speaker is kind of not great. But other than that, it's a pretty solid little radio. Good to have you in here, and hopefully we'll hear you next week. Pete, KWQK, what's going on in Pete's world?
Hey, thank you, Drake, and good evening to you and everybody else. K8WQK here, Pete in Elk Rapids. What's going on in my world? Well, I, the last several days, I'm hearing on ISS down frequency is 145.8, I think. Anyway, I'm hearing what I believe to be slow scan television. Obviously, some form of telemetry. It sounds like a squeaky wheel. But anybody that has any experience on that might kind of chime in. I'm kind of intrigued by that. But I've heard it a couple of times a day, 3-4 days in a row. So, yeah, there you go. That's my 2 cents. But anybody that's got any experience in that, you might come back at K8WQK. Thank you.
Well, if you describe a squeaky wheel, that is definitely slow-scan television. So that means I will be setting my radio here at the house to that frequency and leaving the SD card in it and let it record. Because that way I can decode the image and see what I can get. So there is a special app you can get on your phone, either on Android or iOS. I think on iOS it's called SSTV. I forget what it is on Android. But there is an app you can get on your phone, and you can actually decode the images with your portable or whatever radio. You just got to kind of put the microphone on your phone somewhat near your speaker, closer the better, and you'll be able to to decode the image on 145.8. So there you go. Give it a try if you are so inclined. Tony, KESBZ, go ahead and stand by KEHZOY.
Thank you, Drake. Tony, KE8SBZ. Good to hear everybody on the net tonight. I think you got about 18 so far here. I've been living under a rock for quite some time. I'm still kind of living under a rock. I guess one of my times the last several weeks is watching hurricanes. I lived for many years in Florida and North Carolina. Spent a lot of time where everything has happened, and my son still lives down in St. Pete. My story for tonight is about 6 o'clock, he gives me a FaceTime call. He's been riding around St. Pete on his Vespa, and is, whole area down there is still having a lot of power problems, and he's had all kinds of things going on in his house, some things working, some things not, things flickering, what have you. So he gets on the Vespa and he's riding around the area and he finds the crew, it was 5 or 6 o'clock tonight, and asks if he can talk to him for a minute, tells him what his problem is and asks him if he lives nearby. And he said, yeah, only about, 4 blocks over that way. He had a whole crew of electrical trucks follow him home, went down his alley, parked at his house, went in, checked everything out. Oh my gosh, I could not believe it. He showed me some of this over his phone. That was kind of exciting. Anyway, that's my excitement for the night. I'll turn it back to Net. Thanks everybody. KE8SP.
Well, that's pretty fancy. Well, that's very cool to share with us there, Tony, and I do appreciate you doing that. That's neat. Good to hear you, and hopefully we'll hear you next week. KE8ZOY, go ahead, stand by KE8YZR.
KE8ZOY, Amity. Great, got two radios here. One, this one is just the 2-foot antenna. I'd like to try the other radio. I tried working on that external 16-footer. Tell me if you're receiving anything on this.
Yeah, that last transmission was a little noise, but you were still perfectly readable.
Would you say I had a lot of noise?
No, you didn't have a lot of noise. You had a little bit of noise.
Good. Thank you very much. KEHZOY, back to the net. Thanks, Greg.
course. So it's people trying different things. That's awesome. KE8YZR, go ahead and stand by KE8SDW.
KE8YZR, Stosher. I just heard the Met going, and I thought I'd check in for count. Nothing too much going on over here. So, back to Met Control, KE8YZR, Stosh.
And thanks for checking in, Stosh. Good to hear you, as always. KE8SDW, go ahead, and then we'll take a standby.
Regarding the ISS, Scott said to download Robot 36. I enjoyed pretty good luck with it, but I haven't been able to catch the ISS broadcast. I might try and do that. Just here with my son Eric this evening. He got back from trapping and skinning clinic over the weekend with the DNR. Jeff Lasich was the instructor, and he was fantastic. I highly recommend it. So we might do a little bit of trapping this winter. Hope everyone is well. Back to Nets from KU8.
And for those that didn't get it, Robot 36 is the application you want to use on Android to decode SSTV from the International Space Station. So good there, Kevin, and hopefully we'll hear next week and good deal on the activities over the weekend. We're at the bottom of the list. Anybody else out there for the MeshNet? This is W8TCM, Net Control.
This is KF8DY, rechecking
November
in to 8th, provide some info
Whiskey
about
Charlie
the ISS.
Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights via Echolink.
Alrighty, we got KF8AGY with an addition there, and N8WCB we'll get to in just a second. AGY, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, on the Android tablet, I use an app called ISS Tracker, which is pretty good. It'll give live video when the ISS is doing a pass. And then also, it's got a pretty good direction finder that you can point so you can actually see where it's coming in, how long the pass is, angles above the horizon, et cetera, et cetera. So it's called, what is it called? ISS detector, Android app. I believe it was free. Anyway, back to you, Net Control. This is KF8AGY.
Thank you, sir, for that. That's awesome information. Appreciate it. And N8WCB, go ahead.
Net Control and everyone on the net, good evening to you all. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. Running a little... Tonight, we were supposed to go up to Reed City and see a bluegrass concert up at First Baptist Church of Reed City tonight, but we couldn't. But thankfully, for live stream, we were able to watch it down here. But I got to enjoy the Macomb County simulated emergency test on Saturday. It's been 7 years since Macomb has been involved in it, and a good turnout with it, and had a good score as well. I think we're about to be back from what I heard, but enjoyed that. It was a good experience. I did the DMR side. My son let me borrow his radio. And I had a contact today. It was on my handheld, and I was using the 2-meter calling frequency on my Baofeng with Nagoya antenna up in my living room, and I got a contact about 9 miles away. I was really kind of stoked for that. It was kind of neat. But anyway, it's been a nice day here. We've had some rain, and the sun has come out, and chilly weather. We're about 45 right now. 73 stall, back to you, Net Control, N8WCB.
Very good on all that. That's fancy. Good stuff. Alrighty. Let's see. Anybody else out there for the general check-ins? Please call now. Alrighty. Hearing none. We had quite a few check-ins. My list is all messed up right now, so I'm not going to count them, but there's a lot, and I'm pretty happy with tonight's turnout, probably because it's cold and it's dark and slightly sad outside, so that's driving our numbers up. That's awesome. Thanks everybody that checked in. This is N8DMH operating as W8TCM. I'll close the MeshNet and return the repeater back to general amateur use. 7-3, and good evening.
Include yourself at 20, KE8SBV here.
Yeah, at least somebody knows how to count.
KE8CLM, KE8CFM, KE8CFM.